Arizona Sports Station.
Seahawks, 49ers, Rams.
Best from the NFC West. Doug and Wolf give you an inside look at the Cardinals' division rivals.
We do this every single Wednesday, and boy, I tell you, what a huge weekend just for the NFC already. When you've already got Green Bay, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay, New Orleans, those are big NFC games that could possibly determine the wild card. And everybody that's involved in the NFC West has games that could have a massive effect on the playoffs. So on Wednesdays, we look at every other team that the Cardinals are fighting for to try to get this division championship. We start things off in Seattle.
Seahawks.
Seattle's on the road. 10 o'clock in the morning, body clock game. They travel across the country to Atlanta to take on a rebuilt Falcons team. And trying to get ready for this game and trying to see what they've got against each other. But first, Pete Carroll commented about an AFC team, the Titans. Why? Because they've got Clowney and he doesn't.
Yeah, he's a good player. And it was a long offseason in terms of trying to figure out, how that was going to work out. And we were involved throughout, but yet we moved on, for the most part. Well, early in the offseason, so that we could do the rest of the team. And fortunately, we were able to do that and got some good players.
Absolutely right here. You can see it because we all know the Seattle Seahawks. They want to play that 4-3 defense. They want that. They want those edge guys. And that's exactly what Jadeveon Clowney brings them. And now that's a big hit the Seattle Seahawks are going to take.
Carroll claims he was right there until it was over.
I talked to him throughout the process and stayed with him. We had really, good amicable conversations about things. And he was just waiting the whole time, he had his sights set really high to start with. And it just put him in a situation where he had to wait it out. And he didn't get, near the amount that he wanted, as it turned out. And our offers and stuff early on didn't look attractive to him, and so... because he had his mindset elsewhere, it was just a pretty normal process, but he just wasn't ready to make a call early on.
How about that little slam in there in which he says, and he wasn't able to get what he was asking for in the end. Oh, interesting.
This is the one question I really have about the Seattle Seahawks: is their defense, Basinonians? You look at them last year when you talk about total yards, rushing yards, passing yards. They're in the lower third of the league. This is the Seattle Seahawks we're talking about. You look at their defense, I think that's the Achilles heel. We'll see.
Then the Seahawks also are in negotiations with Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon trying to get reinstated. It should be a situation where Josh Gordon is available for the Seahawks much later in the year, but nothing's totally official to the point where Pete Carroll talks about it. Or will you talk about it?
Have you got any word that Josh Gordon might be coming back to you or reinstated?
We really can't even talk about that right now.
Oh.
Sorry, we can't comment on that.
Okay. Anything?
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's the one area I don't think Pete Carroll has to worry about, the Seattle Seahawks offense. This is a top 10 offense in virtually every category that really matters. This is an offense that's balanced. They can run, they can throw, and they got, for my money, the best quarterback in the league in Russell Wilson.
So only two teams that are on the road to start this season. One is the Cardinals, as you know. The Seahawks, the other one in Atlanta. Rams are at home to open up SoFi Stadium. They have the Sunday night game against another team that has playoff aspirations, the Dallas Cowboys. And Sean McVay, I don't know if he's talking about the Rams here or if he makes you feel like that he's talking about the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, it's always big, but it's especially big this year, Jim. We've really talked about...
What's big? Just simply fundamentals because of no OTAs.
Being a team that doesn't beat ourselves, being really smart, having great fundamentals and technique, especially in the absence of those preseason games like you mentioned. But what we've tried to do is create as many competitive scenarios as possible, get these guys to work. We expect to have a great week of work this week. We had a good bonus day today, and guys have the right focus and concentration that we want. And you know, I'm looking forward to next week for sure.
Have you ever had a coach call practice a bonus day for you?
No, I haven't, but I can say I love Sean McVay. I really do, basically. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a great coach, and I think before it's all said and done, he's definitely going to prove that throughout his career. I think he's an Andy Reid type coach, and I think he's going to be around for a long, long time. But the one thing I would say about the Rams, they've got to improve their ability to run the ball. Basinonians, you want to be good at everything offensively, and Sean McVay knows this. In order to be good at throwing the ball, you just can't always throw the ball. You got to be able to run the ball as well. This is something that I think we as Cardinal fans, the Red Sea, we all had a front row seat to this last year, watching the Arizona Cardinals and watching how they developed over the course of the season and watching how much better their offense was and how much more effective their offense was when they were able to run it and they were able to throw it. This is exactly what the Rams have got to do. They're near the bottom in rushing yards per game and rushing yards per play. And when you become one-dimensional, you become easier to beat in the NFL.
What's really cool about Sean McVay, he's one of only five people in history to ever go to his college and be employed. That's really exciting, so congratulations to Sean. Rams, Cowboys, 5:20, Sunday Night Football. And then the last game of the division?
49ers.
Oh.
San Francisco hosting the Arizona Cardinals in the only division versus division matchup in the NFC West. And Trent Williams, the newest member of the 49ers, staring down the Arizona Cardinals since he left Washington.
Well, I turned the film on, back in April when I looked at the schedule and seen that, you know, Arizona was our opener. And me and him have had some epic battles, and we went back and forth a few times. So there's a lot of...
Who's he talking about? Oh, he's focused on trying to eyeball one of the greats, Chandler Jones.
Me and him have had some epic battles, and we went back and forth a few times. So there's a lot of tape for me to study, me and him, you know, in our matchup. So, you know, I didn't waste any time. I just started to kind of go over and look at it again. And, you know, it's frustrating because he's a rusher with it all. So no matter how much you study him, there's still that X factor that he can get you with. And, you know, that's what makes him so good.
Speaking of good right here, John Lynch did a great job by going out and acquiring Trent Williams, getting Trent Williams, bringing him in. Anytime you lose a Joe Staley, Basinonians, it's great to replace him with a Trent Williams.
Yes.
What a great move by John Lynch. He has done just a phenomenal job putting this team together. But that move right there, I think, is going to be very, very beneficial to the 49ers and their chances of repeating as NFC champions.
Probably a top four tackle in the league when he's healthy. The question is, how often is he healthy?
Right.
Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator, looking not at the defense of the Cardinals, looking at an offense that now will have DeAndre Hopkins for hopefully five more years.
We're blessed to be able to play Hop when we were in Jacksonville. He's an alpha dog, a phenomenal wide receiver. Very, very physical. It's fun. You know, you get the most physical receiver in the game in week one, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge. And I'm sure that they're excited, and they've got a million ways that they can already use them. So we just got to play our game and do the best we can.
Boy, that is the question right there. It is Cliff Kingsbury, ladies and gentlemen, against that San Francisco 49ers defense and Robert Saleh. What will the 49ers try to do? What is their strategy going to be to take away DeAndre Hopkins from Kyler Murray? That is question one.
Kickoff 1:25. Paul Calvisi is your front row reporter with Wolf and Dave on the call right here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Bear, hit the close. Oh! Bear, hit the close.
Yeah, Bear doesn't know right now. He's talking, I think.
I can't play a close when I'm playing the music at the same time.
Okay, there it is right there.
There's, I knew the reasons, but I'm still...
For. We don't have a close, do we? We don't have a close, right? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our close for everything, ladies and gentlemen. This song right here gets you all jacked up, doesn't it? It makes you want to lose your mind.
What I got to